Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
And welcome back to the Thanksgiving weekend edition of Rosie on the House, where we've talked just a little bit about things we're all thankful for.
One of the things we're really thankful for is our partnership with our nonprofits. We have three we're highlighting this month. One is St. Vincent de Paul. Mr. John Junker will be in at 10 o'clock hour to tell you more about what's going on with them. We have interviewed with Margie of MAM, Military Assistant Mission, and then also Habitat for Humanity, and they are everywhere, but this one particularly is a Phoenix chapter.
They've got a new ReStore opening, and I mean, how blown away were you when we talked to John about all St. Vincent de Paul does all across the state? They're an incredible organization.
They are very, very thankful for all that they do and very happy to be able to help them get their word out.
It's the last Saturday in November, so we're wrapping up. Kingman is our featured staycation destination. It's in the Mojave Desert, and Mojave Desert's known for not only being the highest air temperature ever recorded on July 10th, 2013, of 134 degrees, Ouch. But the hottest surface temperature on July 15th, 1972, of 201 degree log. Kingman's a little cooler than that because they're up on the plateau and it's constantly got wind blowing through there. It's one of the reasons it's not Amanda's favorite location for rodeo when we have to travel to Kingman. But I actually really like it. The wind can get a little obnoxious, but I really think that town is a hidden gem in Arizona. And we're going to be switching to Prescott next week, as that is Arizona's official Christmas city. Our staycation winner will be up there at Spring Hill Suites.
Nice.
For the Christmas tree lighting.
You've got that's great.
The parade that starts around 1, then the lighting about 6, and plenty of places to eat and walk around and go see. And shop.
They have the best little shops. I love going there to Prescott just to do my Christmas shopping.
That first weekend of Prescott, if you ever have need to jumpstart your holiday spirit, that's where you should go.
Are they predicting snow? It's been a while since we've had a snow up there, but every now and then, when you're on the courthouse square and you have the courthouse lighting, there's snow on the ground.
I can remember it very cold and snow-covered, and I can remember it a couple. We were down
t-shirts.
In T-shirts looking for the closest water fountains. Can be either way. But regardless, when the lights come on and the Christmas carolers sing on the footsteps of the courthouse and the parade, what else would you need to get you in the holiday spirit?
And you'd mentioned shopping, Mom. The nice thing about that downtown Prescott and the surrounding areas around there, it's all locally owned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
mm-hmm.
the person might not physically live in Prescott. They might live in town and own it. You know, but, I mean, it's no chain. You're not going there through Ifnies or Penny's or Kohl's or whatever. It's all local,
unique.
Mom, pop, very unique.
And you can also get outside. It's temperate enough you can hike no matter what the weather, if it's snowing or other.
And today is also Small Business Saturday.
And it's Small Business Saturday.
Thank you for that.
Tie it all in. Thank you, Gary. You can register to win your Arizona staycation driven by Sanderson Ford by going to arizonastaycation.com. We're taking entries now through the 15th of December, and we'll be sending that winner. It's actually going to be probably our shortest from Sanderson to destination travel point, but Grand Canyon University, believe it or not. Dr. Dean's a regular on the broadcast in our Arizona Hour with us. And
yes.
The Grand Canyon University's hotel and culinary school has bought an abandoned hotel next to it, completely refurbished it, and has a great restaurant. I got to go there a couple weeks ago after the broadcast, and I didn't know what to go expect. Lance had it set up. I showed up. The restaurant is called 49 for the year that it was established, 1949. They had ordered samples of their 5 best dishes that they were proud of and had them all lined out and waiting for us. Took us through, how they prepared each one, and some really, really good dishes that we'll dive into a little bit deeper in depth. But it's really neat. That hotel is getting ready to expand, but they're waiting for the light rail plans to finish before they know how much land on this vacant lot they have. And all these, despite all the growth that's been going on at Grand Canyon University, they haven't raised tuition costs much in the last 2 decades. And really just quite a hidden gem in Arizona. We never even stumbled upon. I mean, you know, Katie, one of my sisters, went there.
Graduated from there.
Years ago.
I'm not sure they get the credit they deserve for...
Katie?
Bringing around, not Katie, Grand Canyon University. I'm not sure Grand Canyon University gets the credit it deserves.
Community impact.
For the community impact they've made in their neighborhood.
No,
it's been huge.
And when you think about college and universities in Arizona, you go to the big three, ASU, U of A, and AU. Well, Grand Canyon is going to be one of those in that realm in the near future, I think. You know, they're not going to get to that size of tuition, I don't think, just because of the limited growth around the campus. But when you think about, you know, that college level, that one's going to be a serious contender. We will, when you say you don't think they get the credit, well, they're going to get it in December or in January when they're a featured staycation destination.
That's fantastic. That's awesome. And what one more very creative concept. I know it's been tried before, where colleges partner with private industry in areas the university want to be particularly known for. But how creative that they actually are in an ownership position with this. It's going to be curious to see how it works out. I have the highest hopes for its greatest success.
And this one came together from a listener suggestion. And I don't say it enough, but this Arizona Hour is your hour, Arizona. If you've got an interesting people, place, thing, topic, you know, story you want to share with others in the state, contact us at info@rosieonthehouse.com.